Effects of global warming. Does it really matter if Earth warms up a bit? What are 1 or 2 degrees here and there? The answers may surprise you because the adverse effects of global warming may not always be obvious. For example, in the Arctic, as more sea ice melts, polar bears, seals, and walruses lose places to find food and raise their young. That could lead to a decrease in the populations of these animals. Also, as more ice melts in summer, more of the Arctic Ocean remains uncovered, which allows more water to evaporate, form clouds, and produce more snow or even rain. Thunderstorms that were once rare in northern Alaska are becoming more common. Feature box. Coral bleaching. Researchers are seeing the effects of global warming in the tropics, too. Many of the colorful corals turn white when the water gets too warm. The process is called bleaching. The ocean surface temperature has warmed an average of 1.8 degrees Fahrenheit in the past 100 years, causing more bleaching than ever before. Some corals get back their color and their health, but some stay bleached and die. Caption: The amount of ice covering the Arctic Ocean has been decreasing for the past 25 years. What other changes might be on the way? It all depends on how much global warming continues. Some scientists predict an increase of 3 to 11 degrees Fahrenheit worldwide and 15 to 20 degrees Fahrenheit in the Arctic over the next century. The effects of such changes could be enormous. Take a look below at some possible effects. Chart: Global warming. Parts of the Arctic and Antarctic ice caps would melt. The melting ice would raise sea levels. Cities along the gently sloping coasts of the Atlantic and Gulf of Mexico would become flooded. Storms such as hurricanes and tornadoes might become more powerful and frequent. Weather patterns might shift. Some places would get more rain than usual. Other places would get less rain.